going to open the May 11th, 2018 Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting. Could I have a roll call, please?
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Purpose of today's meeting is to open and review the submissions that we've received for the space needs assessment of the Kootenai Fire District.
One original and six copies. Eight hard copies and two digital copies on the flash drives. So. And this is Brown, Lindquist, Finuccio, and Rabar Architects, Inc. letters of recommendation.
Yeah, I thought he said.
Or references.
References.
Yeah, the references are in here.
You saw them?
I missed them too.
It says under four. Their profiles for, I mean, their.
Your client references.
Oh.
Page what?
Oh.
It's 21.
21, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Starts on 18.
All right. Commercial and municipal references, okay. All right.
That's the one that had to be changed, isn't it?
Okay. 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 So that's the one we took out.
That's the one we took out.
Anybody have any? Do we comment about these? What were all the criteria this morning? I didn't see anything they scored a zero on, which.
No.
Because an automatic.
Out.
Disqualifier.
Disqualifier. So they at least have jumped the hurdle, that hurdle. And as far as I'm concerned, what they've set out, set forth in this, adheres to all the criteria we've acquired.
Yep.
Okay. Now, these copies, you know, that I know that they're all required to, are these available? What do we do with these?
I think we have to, I don't think they're available.
Okay.
I think we have to hold on to them.
Okay.
I can check with.
Yep. So I'll gather those back up.
Will you
we done with that one?
Sorry,
I just want to keep the...
Supposed to have eight of these or nine?
Eight, or... One original and eight hard copies, sorry. One of those is an original, which would have original signatures, I think, on the conflict of interest. So it looks like that's a copy. Of course, they can also sign electronically. That looks like the original.
Can you write original on it?
And we did get the two.
So this is on, this is...
It's, what's the front page there? Is it the cover letter? Okay, I wondered if maybe it was just the original. This, I think this is...
The original?
The original.
Yep, here we are, this is the original.
The one they put original on, okay. Thank you, very much.
They made nice copies.
Alan Lieb, Architects and Associates.
These are the ones that didn't show up.
Okay. Alan Lieb, Architects and Associates. All right, so...
foundation design and construction recommendations. Six years ago.
So that one would be the final. I thought I saw one of them. It's on the last page.
Last page.
They're required to get three, but they're five.
So you're recording to have five?
They're required to have three.
Three?
Yeah. Otherwise, it's a zero, so. indicate both the total number in each discipline and within brackets, the total number holding Massachusetts registration.
Total is two.
Two articles.
It's a J and L.
Yeah.
Maybe we should pick up, like, the knowledge of the public boards, where do they?
Where do they get the knowledge?
I mean, where would you?
Now, I mean, there's.
They said they were familiar with those.
Yeah, I mean, their cover letter says that they, well, the certification, these qualities include certification, employs Massachusetts registered architect and is a qualified designer within the meaning of 7C.
And then later on, they.
Yeah, vast experience working with municipal agencies on municipal projects and MGL Chapter 149, Sections 44A through H, and Chapter 30, Section 39. And I think we have to look at their references in determining,
right, yeah,
you know, whether or not they are.
Some of those other jobs if they weren't qualified. Public sector construction.
Yeah, we have that experience.
Really big jobs.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder why they want sports outlets.
It says they only have two jobs right now. If you. This place where they indicate how many jobs they have current.
Brown Lindquist has 16.
Yeah, and I think they said they had two somewhere on this. They don't look like they've been as active recently. They haven't done a similar, the most recent similar project was 2010 in their list of similar. So. For what that's worth.
Problem, I think, you know,
how you determine the quality of the references.
Well, they're all public.
Public, yeah.
There's no private clients, structures. They do a lot of city work.
Yes. Yeah.
For beer, rent them.
No way of telling on the references what the dates are, the references could be way out of date.
Well, they have a similar project listing.
Yes, sir.
And I think that, you know, if you look, the references, you can kind of see, they've got Revere is the first reference.
That's 2010.
Yeah, like I said.
A lot of things happened in 8 years.
Yeah. You know, I don't. I did see somewhere in handicap the number of projects they have going on. Total number of the stall projects within the past. That's one of the subs.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to get on page 6, I guess, under section 3. List all projects within the past 5 years for which prime applicant has performed or has entered into contract to perform. Within the past 5 years, they say they've had 29 projects. They have 2 active projects. But these go back more than 5 years. So I guess I'm just confused by that. You know, if the completion date is 2008, that is not.
This is limited to public agencies within the Commonwealth. So maybe the last time they did a public agency was 2010.
It doesn't appear to be a criteria. You know, they're. I mean, this is updated July 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah. These don't appear to be all that active.
Not with municipal projects.
No.
Projects, no.
Uh-uh. time with Alan Leib and Associates?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you. Box open. And we can both open. There's a tab in here. Maybe. So maybe the original. Okay, yeah, thank you for labeling it original for us. So, the original, and then you have one, right, two, three, six. Okay, so we have the eight copies they required, and two flash drives? Yeah.
Yep.
This is the Gallant Architect Studio.
That's Tim.
The...
You already got his name the last time.
Gallant Architect Studio.
Some success to do it.
Very much just buyer focused.
You know, when you think architectural engineering experience, okay, so they're great architects, and they can build the Empire State Building because they built a $300,000 building in a small village. Is that, if you're just looking at their architect experience, you rate it very highly, but can they work in it?
What we're looking for, yeah. No.
You can't use that as a criteria.
Yeah, it's not objective.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. Everybody could have their own.
Yeah, right. Apartment.
Yeah. Interesting architecture. I mean, it's very ugly. Interesting, it's interesting. Oh, look at that kitchen.
Oh, geez.
I square foot fire station, $12 million a day.
Standard equipment, apparently.
Boston Fire, it's much more.
I guess some of the stations are used in Boston, like 150 years old. Like this one.
didn't see that listed. These are small jobs.
Chapter 149 projects come under 7C.
I believe so.
Just talking about, because it doesn't specifically say 7C, but I mean, Galanti, as soon as I sent out the information to link to him, he came back like 15, 20 minutes later and said, you have a mistake.
Yeah.
So he knows the law.
Yeah. Well, I don't doubt, you know, the knowledge of the law for these three, they've had sizable projects in Massachusetts. I don't know what the tiebreaker is, I don't.
No, it's a. It's going to be difficult. Clearly, Gallant is just focused on fire. And, you know, I think that would depend if, you know, that'd be in their favor if, you know, they want to expand the station and add a bigger bay because the fire trucks are bigger. Brown Lindquist, on the other hand, you know, is worked all over the Cape and, you know, is working currently on the West Barnstable Fire Station project, so he's used to working with fire districts.
Well, they, Brown Lindquist, they just are more varied in their public, in their municipal buildings, what they've done.
And they do a lot of small projects too, for, you know, for homeowners, just regular architectural stuff.
And they're local.
I mean,
They understand what's going on here.
And the cost of subcontracting work is just going to be less expensive if you don't have to travel. I mean, these subcontractors that these other folks have are from.
Yeah.
Off Cape.
While, you know, objective, Gallant, large projects, you have any more architectural problems than any other law, have references, you know, but I just can't see them taking on a $400,000 to $600,000 project.
Yeah, not when they're building 30 square feet fire stations.
Multi-million-dollar project rolls over and the on-site guy calls, they have a problem, you leave, this doesn't get blurry.
Yeah, I mean, objectively, I guess we talked about our scores. You know, I mean, I have a tie between Gallant and Brown Lindquist.
Right, ditto.
Alan Lieb, I felt was, their references, they just seem to have been out of the, at least this type of game for a while. They don't have, must be doing private work.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't even give within 5 years, list any projects within 5 years. The last project was 2010. So that's where they fell down for me.
I agree.
Well, I don't know how much can we rely on our gut of what they can really do the job versus their statement of availability. But we want to see, we all have a vision of what we want our village to look like.
Yeah.
And when I look through Gallant's package, that's not what I want our village to look like. You know, unfortunately, there's that subjective part to it. We're not all glass and steel.
No.
Thank goodness. Or I'd live somewhere else.
That's right. So we have to pick someone to be the first person we approach.
Okay. Well, if we take all our scores into consideration and we average them, then it's Brown. What did you have for?
For me, I had 17. For Gallant, I had 16.
And we each had.
I have 5 for Gallant. You have 5, so it's 10.
You mean no? We have 20.
Oh yeah, right. So I have 25 for Gallant.
Now you only have 20 because it's 4, but we have
4. Whatever.
Yep. No, we gave them fives across the board for Gallant. And you gave, I'm sorry, Stan, again, what did you give Gallant?
Okay, I gave Gallant 16.
Okay.
Veteran and experience, I gave him 4. I mean, yeah, they could build the big building, but what's their experience around building schools? You know, because the quality of references schools, okay. I think the knowledge of this public sector is 5. And again, the capacity to undertake the work, I put down 3 because I can't, I wouldn't be confident that they're running 2 projects at one time and involving multi-million, that's a couple hundred thousand, which would be a big priority.
That's fine. So that's a total of 56 for Gallant. We all, you scored Brown, Lundquist, 5s across the board? So that's a 60. And I'm sorry, Fran, what were your scores for Alan Lead?
19.
19, and Stan, yours was?
17.
So, for Brown, Gallant, Alan Lead, we average our scores.
And also, you know, Brown and Gallant were the only people that
showed up.
Showed up.
Yeah. They've seen, yeah, I mean, they have an idea of the scope of the work. Okay, so. Yeah.
So, we need, I move that we arrange a meeting with, or do we arrange a meeting with Brown and Lundquist or ask them for their price to, I think that's the next thing.
The next step, yeah.
The next step is the price for them to do the feasibility study. Mm-hmm. It says, which page? It says a fee was set prior to the selection process. The approving body shall select a designer from the list of finalists. If the approving body selects a designer other than the one ranked first by the committee, the approving body shall file a written justification for the selection with the committee and maintain a copy of the in the contract file. If the fee is to be negotiated by the approving body, shall review a list of finalists and may exclude a designer from a list if a written explanation of the exclusion is filed.
Request a fee proposal from the first ranked designer remaining on the list.
Yeah.
So that's what our next step.
All
right.
No, this
it's from our designer selection procedures. It's number 11. Start with one if we can't. three?
Can't agree, we go to two.
We go to two.
Is there any, do you have to notify the final selection?
After we do the final selection, we actually have to publish it. And as a courtesy, I would think that we would write a letter, a thank you, an acknowledgement to the other submissions. Should we keep our scoring sheets with the?
I think those probably should be kept separately.
Okay.
A separate file. Put them in this.
Well, I kind of, I married them all. But I guess we should each.
Should sign, probably sign each
one. Yeah. I don't want to be accused of misrepresenting your scores. Did you make a motion for contact?
I started to make a motion to contact, and I just stopped it when we were contacting him about.
Okay. Sorry.
So, okay.
Stan, may I have your proposal?
I make a motion I make a motion that we contact Brown Lundquist et al. Asking them to provide us with a fee proposal for the Catuit Fire District project. That,
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved.
Catuit Fire District Project 100, just so you know, that's, Chief and I had to pick like a number when we were putting it in the central register. Yeah, we'll use a nice round number 100.
Sounds good.
So when they actually acknowledge it as Project 100.
Yeah, this is, that's the whole thing. Oh, it's 11 on this. It's just a, this is, yeah, this is just the evaluation stuff. Motion to adjourn. So moved.